Well, we've jumped through quite a few topics here in this today's broadcast. We have time to take your call. We have cleared the lines. We'll get to you as quick as we can. If you've got a home remodeling or maintenance or repair topic in, about, or around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring. We've been building and remodeling in Arizona since 1972. And we've done that in Ehrenberg, Flagstaff, Springerville, Tucson, Patagonia, Elgin, all through Maricopa County, Casa Grande, and various other points all across the state. So if you've got a home in any one of those neighborhoods and you've got a project you're trying to tackle, feel free to give us a ring and we'll give you our 50 plus years of experience and help you with tricks and tips in getting that job done. We've got brand name recommendations we can make for products we've found that we can trust for good value and longevity, as well as the tools you might need. So give us a ring if you'd like to visit. We'd be happy to talk to you. Been talking about various things, but I want to cover one thing here real quick. Those of you regular listeners know I've been a buyer and installer of one particular brand of windows for most of those 50 years. For over 40 years, I've been a big, big fan of Pella Windows. And they are having an event March 3rd. It is for contractors only. So for all you contractors that listen to the show and call me on Monday and correct me for everything I said wrong, I'm inviting you Thursday, March 3rd, to the grand reopening of the Scottsdale Experience Center for Pella Windows. I'll be there. You can come introduce yourself to me. You can come tell me all the things I always get wrong, and I can show you one thing I never get wrong: selections of windows with Pella. Now, Pella also wants to let you all know that they're giving some specials right now. $500 off qualifying Pella projects, or no payments, no interest till 2023. Now, if you're in Tucson, we want you to go to the Pella store, ask for Liz, and mention Rosie on the House. You'll get additional savings not being advertised or promoted anywhere else. If you're in Tucson looking for new windows, get to the Pella showroom, ask for Liz, and say, I'm with Rosie on the House. You'll get additional savings not available anywhere else. Perfect. Anywheres, is that a word?
I think you need to leave the S
off. I throw a lot of extra S's into a lot of things.
You do.
All right, what have you got there, babe?
Well, first of all, we've given out the ASU tickets. Good job, everybody. The color was gray.
Going
out. It's on its way out. Only if that's what you want, because it's all about what you want for your house, home, castle, or cabin. But we were talking about trends that we saw, and one of the big words at the KBiz show was, you ready?
I think so.
Biophilia.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Biophilia.
Thank you, Gary.
that's B-I-O-P-H-I-L-I-A.
And what does that mean?
That means kind of bringing nature back into our daily living.
Oh, so I like that.
The statistics are right now that 54% of the world's population lives in an urban environment. By 2050, that'll be 66%. And of those people, 93% of our time is spent indoors. That's horrible. You know, I never feel like I have a good day unless I'm outside at some portion of the day. So it's this idea of bringing outside back in. So that starts with the colors we've talked about, the different shades of green and the earth tones. It's also a whole lot of metals and stones and woods, just things that have texture and kind of draw you feeling like you're closer to the earth. A lot of emphasis on lighting and letting the light in, a lot of emphasis on windows and being able to look out and project out. It's really good for your eyes, too, to look out into the distance, especially if you're, glued to a computer all day. Your eyes need to look out. So the word is biophilia. But as I was reading about this, I was getting ready yesterday.
Now, does biophilia, Gary, does that include scytherism?
I'd put that up there.
It does. Good connection.
Well, all them big words Rosie's learning.
Well, I made a little connection yesterday. I was thinking about, there was a time I had spoken to our friend Chauncey Myers. He's actually one of our certified partners, architect in Tucson.
Yes.
He does lovely work. Remember, he did that beautiful church down there.
The chapel.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I just called him to see what he's working on. I said, hey, have you ever heard of, I said, what do you think about biophilia? And he said, what? I said, you know, it's this idea of bringing outside in. I said, the reason I'm calling you is several years ago, he explained to me about his home he had built.
Mm-hmm.
And when he told me, he told it with such passion that I remembered it. But it was that, he said, you know, in my home, you can feel air movement most of the time. And it was two stories. There was windows upstairs, windows downstairs. So hot air rises, the air would come in, it would rise up, and he would just talk about this little gentle air movement that would kind of caress you as you moved about the house.
He was a biophiliac before it was popular.
So he already knew all about it. He just didn't know the word. But yeah, thanks, Chauncey, for sharing that. I've always kind of, I've thought that has come to mind several times, just the idea, you know, I love having the windows open. I love feeling the fresh air. And we can't always do that in heat of summer, but
it's got a little bit of scissorism coming through.
Yeah, I know,
we got
right?
it going on right now. Well, you know what? Can I jump on that topic
mm-hmm,
just for a minute?
Sure.
Because as Jennifer mentioned earlier, when we go to these international home shows, it is a big, big event. So Jennifer and I never walk side by side down the aisles and look at the same stuff. We huddle in the morning. You go this way, I'll go that way. These are the two or three topics you're looking for. Here are the two or three topics I'm looking for. Break, go. See you in 12 hours. And then we meet up and compare notes. One of the things I was looking at has to do with this. One of the most common remodeling projects we're being asked to do at Rosie Wright Remodeling is take the Arizona Ranch home that has a 6-foot patio door onto the back patio from the family room or the living room and blow that whole back wall out and create it a disappearing glass wall. And when I say I'm not winning any popularity contest by the estimates we're giving right now, people, not only am I not winning popularity contests, when I give quotes for that, I would dare say some people hate me.
Pretty pricey endeavor, huh?
So I ventured out to look at all the glass curtain walls that were out there right now. And boy, there's a lot of them. I'll tell you one, there was one from Poland that was just knock you down dead, gorgeous, incredible. And I said, look, this is what we do in Arizona a little bit. I would need about a 20-footer. $40,000 for the door.
That doesn't include all the things you have to do to prep for a door like that.
No, doesn't include any of the engineering. Doesn't include any of the structural reconstruction. When we're blowing a wall out, we have to kind of take into a couple things. One, the load-bearing header on your 6-foot door now has to be converted to a load-bearing header for a 20-foot opening. So we're changing the load-bearing, the weight-bearing capacity of the footings that you have in your house. So we have to go to each jam leg of the new opening, saw cut your floor, put in a spread footing, pour concrete, rebar, termite pre-treat it, bring it back up to the slab, put special brackets on the slab that will hold the new columns, and then erect the columns, place the beam, and now we install this door. And then we have to change the electric. This does require a permit. You will have to get some engineering done. Not only are we changing the up and down loads of the home, but we're changing what's called stress load. The outside walls of your house are built to prevent the house from laying down in a sideways wind. If you take away a lot of your outside wall, you're losing shear strength of your home, which is the ability of the home to stand up straight in high horizontal winds. So an engineer has to do a shear calculation, a load point calculation, a beam calculation. You've got to get a building permit. There's going to be electrical, maybe even plumbing that needs to be moved. You're going to be impacting the floor covering. You've got to buy this new glass unit. Then you've got to put the drywall and the outside siding back together, get it all painted up, and finish up. So when I tell people I'm not winning any popularity contests, when you want a job like this done, say you want to go to 16 feet wide or 20 feet wide or 24 feet wide. Take how many feet you want to go and multiply it by $4,000.
Wowza.
And that's going to be very clear. And the price of the door is one-third to one-half of that price. So it's very popular. A lot of new homes are being built that way. But those disappearing sliding glass curtain walls are very, very expensive. And oh, by the way, just incidentally, Pella makes the best one. just incidentally.
Well, you have to be, you know, if you live out in the desert, too, you have no screens. So
you
not just people
it.
Can go back and forth.
That's exactly right.
You got critters and birds and all that stuff, too. So just something to think about.
That's a lot of times what they'll do is they'll say, why don't we put two sliding doors? Let's make them 12 feet or 16 feet. And we're going to make just the two glass panels in the middle come together. But they will open, and it will give you 16 feet of glass with an 8-foot opening. And then in that case, you can always screen it. And a lot of times when people are considering these disappearing glass walls as a remodel, they end up opting for this because it is about a third the price.
So and I can see where that adds value to the home, but what's the return on investment with that?
Emotional. Completely emotional. It just depends what you think the minute you walk in that house. Is it worth that
much? How much biophilia is worth to you?
How much biophilia? Now, let's see if we can get to a couple calls. I've kind of rattled on and on here. Let's see if we can go to who's ever been holding longest. I think that's Gary calling from Tucson. Good morning.
Good morning.
What you working on, Gary?
I had a roof replaced about 4 years ago, and the original roof that they replaced had two layers of rolled roofing on it, and in some places it actually had three layers, and it's one layer was 30 years old and one was 15, and what they did was half of the roof, they did not remove that rolled roofing. They just put felt over it. It's a flat roof. I was wondering, is that going to cause a problem later on, or do you think that'll be okay?
Inherently, I would need to know a bit more, but inherently I'm not worried about it. Did it bond well? You're not seeing any of it blistering back up? You're not having any leak problem?
Well, it's uneven, so there are some rather deep pooling because what they did was there's two skylights, and so the skylights are almost touching the roof now because it's so thick from the previous roof and from this. And I'm just wondering if it's going to, 5 years from now cause any problems or.
Well, I tell you what I'll do, Gary. One of our certified roofers down in Tucson is West Coast Roofing. One of their estimators is named James. I'm going to give you James's cell number, and he's going to come out and take a look at that and give his expert opinion. And then I'm going to buy James and his wife a nice supper at a good restaurant in Tucson, and then we'll all call it even. You'll have a good third-party objective expert analysis. James and Susan will get a nice dinner out of the deal, and we'll all live happily ever after. Hang on, Gary. I got to get you James's cell number. I'm going to do that offline. I would not do that to James. I think I did it to the owner of the Arizona Paint Company. And
did you get in trouble?
About a month ago.
Yeah.
Doug got back to you.
I heard about it. All right. Let's see if we can get to, is that Cindy? Or you want a break? Gary says, no, Rosie. There is a clock on the wall. You should be able to read it by now. And time is up.
Please.
Cindy, you will be next right after this little station break.